Online at 1037thebuzz.com.
Welcome back in the zone. Justin Acri, joined by Phil Elson today in the Fury Electric studio. We go right to the Revolution Hotline and talk to 15-year NFL veteran, Bill Bates. Bill, welcome. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Very good, sir. Good to have you in the zone. We were talking about you around the station today. And
oh, boy.
Well, good things. There's a lot of Cowboys okay, fans up here. Okay. David Basil,
all right,
who does our morning show, was recounting to me your trip to the Little Rock Touchdown Club in recent years, and apparently you were a big hit,
yeah,
which isn't a surprise.
Well, thank you.
So what are you doing these days, in addition to being a parent and a retired NFL guy?
And I've been busy, which is great. I'm here lately. I'm working with a company that I'm so excited about. It is raising money. You know, I've been in the high school space for a while with coaching my boys at Nice High School, the home of Timmy Tebow, and I was able to be a part of their lives. And my last boy coming up, Dylan Bates, he's highly recruited already. He's probably one of the top linebackers in the nation right now. So he's got a bunch of offers. I don't know where Arkansas stands, but I think they may have already offered him. But anyway, I've been in that space, football space, and this company that I work for raises money for high schools, and it's an easy way to do it. It's called Layoff to Media, and we're the high school rewards. It's just a way for them to raise money.
And you had sons that have already played college football. One at Northwestern, right? And then you had one of your sons played at, is it Graham that played at ASU?
Yes, he did. And they actually, his last year, they've gone back-to-back winning the Sun Belt. And it's pretty cool. He got a ring. He'd been hurt. He hurt his ankle. He started as a freshman and then hurt his foot. He broke his foot, which was a bummer. Jones fracture surgery. And then he came back and played. And then his last year of playing, he hurt his foot again. So, he had injury problems. And that's just the way that game is, man. It's a tough, hard game. And to be able to just make it through high school and without any major injuries, and then of course getting to college, it's hard to do.
We just went through National Signing Day, joined by Bill Bates, 15-year NFL veteran. For those of you who are Cowboys fans, certainly a familiar name. We just went through National Signing Day, and certainly it's become quite an extravaganza. When you go back to your days, transitioning from high school into college, I'm assuming for you and for anybody who's been around it, it's certainly changed a lot over the years.
that's a big change from the way it is now, and it's so exciting. I think just the drama for a whole year, 2 years, for these guys, it's pretty cool. Dylan, he is, like I said, recruited by everybody, mm-hmm. and he really wants to, and he's worked his butt off to get here, to get to this point. They're 6'3" and a half, whatever, mm-hmm. and can run, and he's a linebacker. So he's worked his butt off to get to that point, or this point. And so he wants to go through the process. He doesn't want to have to commit in August and only take one recruiting visit, to the school he's going to go to. And then he wants to enjoy the process. And, mm-hmm. and these days, it's so hard to do that because, they're wanting you to commit so early. And, hopefully he'll have the opportunity to be able to wait and basically decide when he wants to.
There's so much pressure on these kids now when they're deciding where they're going to go to school. I mean, I'm sure he's got a stack of letters, you know, that go all the way up to the ceiling in your house. And maybe that hasn't changed since when you decided to go play at Tennessee. But what do you remember about your signing day when you made the decision and you signed to go play at Tennessee? What was that day like? And how did you get that information to the university's athletic department?
It was, you know, it was still fax back then. We at least had fax. I'm not that old.
Yeah,
I didn't know. I honestly didn't know. I didn't know when the fax was invented.
You certainly didn't have the media coverage like you do today. But yeah, I was curious about that.
Yeah,
too.
ESPN wasn't there at a press conference at your high school. You know, and you're deciding which hat you're going to put on for everybody. But what was it like for you?
Well, it was awesome. I had taken a trip to UCLA, and this was obviously after the football season, and coming back from that trip, I was going, dang, I want to go there. You know, it was almost every place I went to, I want to go there.
Yeah.
Because they treated, you know, the way it is, they treat you great. And California trip was awesome. Mm-hmm. And so I said, man, if I really go there, what will happen? And I said, man, I think if I left and left Tennessee and went to California, I think they'd burn down my parents' house.
I'm assuming, though, growing up in Knoxville, you were a Tennessee fan coming up, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was.
So you have the unique distinction. You get to play for the college team you grew up loving and the pro team that you grew up loving, right?
I know. I mean, truly just unbelievably blessed. Which is awesome, but yeah, I sold programs at the stadium. My parents had tickets to Tennessee, so you know that the difference is Dylan. He's not grown up that way. Mm-hmm. He's grown up around the Longhorns and now the Gators and still around Tennessee. But you know, it's been fun, and it's been fun to be able to be a part of all my boys' lives and not be coaching in the NFL. I mean, I would have not been able to see or be a part of any of those games with my boys. So, you know, things happen for a reason, and I'm enjoying it.
Cowboys legend Bill Bates joining us in the Zone on the Revolution Hotline. Let me ask you about the Cowboys, and, you know, we were just talking about the Yankees, too. Phil is a baseball guy first, and the Cowboys are kind of that for the NFL. It's always the team that people talk about, America's team, and, you know, that impact may have been lessened to some degree, but I think they're still forefront in people's minds when they think NFL teams. When you look at that team, do you feel like they can get where they need to be with the staff that's in place right now? And from a personnel standpoint, what do you think, if anything, needs to be done on that part of things?
Well, the NFL right now, they've got what they wanted for a long time, and they've got parity. Mm-hmm. If there's any team, you know, can start the season and win the Super Bowl, I mean, it is amazing how hard it is to win. Now, it's always been hard, but you got to have the players, and you got to have the players healthy toward the end of the year. And unfortunately, for what, 20 years,
yeah,
it's a shame that you know, we here the Cowboys haven't been able to get back there to win a Super Bowl and do all that. But it's hard, and you got just injuries every year. It seems like they put together a decent team, and by the end of the year, they're decimated at all the positions. And you know, it's just the way it goes, and it's hard to win in the league for sure. I like Tony a great deal. For the past, I think when I first started following him and him with the Cowboys, I didn't like him as much because his competitive nature for the team wasn't. It was like happy-go-lucky. But here lately, you know, you can tell that he cares, and he's the fear of failure is what drove Troy Aikman. He expected to win, mm-hmm. and we all expected to win, and he expected to do good things. But when things went wrong is when he exploded and got mad and pushed his teammates. So I haven't seen that from Tony until the past couple of years. He's gotten a little more in guys' faces and not put up with things, So I like Tony as a quarterback. They just haven't had a team toward the end of the year to make a run for the playoffs. And that's just the way it goes.
Bill Bates joining us on the Revolution Hotline. Three Super Bowl victories, a couple on towards the West, and then one in Atlanta. There's talk now about putting the Super Bowl, I guess it's going to be next year, in the Northeast, and the weather could be a bit of an issue. From a player's perspective, you think that impacts it whatsoever? You think the Super Bowl is such an overwhelming experience it won't bother those guys?
It's such an overwhelming experience. The game is so special, and you dreamt your whole life to be able to play in it. And fortunately, they've made it a two-week experience, and so you really get to enjoy it. And it's so awesome, that it doesn't matter where you play. Football, everybody's used to playing in nasty weather and ice or it being really hot. So football's one of those games that the weather really doesn't matter. So, I'm excited about it this year. I think, hopefully with the staff that Jason has put together for the Cowboys can give them, another, hopefully pump them up a little bit, have some health there toward the end of the season and make a run for another Super Bowl.
Bill, talking about the Super Bowl here, obviously you won three Super Bowl rings. In your 15 years in the NFL, and I guess this is a two-pronged question. One, when you played, if the Cowboys were not in the Super Bowl, did you still watch the game? Because I know that there are some guys who it's too painful of an experience to watch when they're watching one of their rivals, perhaps, in the Super Bowl. And two, what's it like for you these days now when it's Super Bowl Sunday, and I'm sure you get a lot of interview requests and really want to relive some of those great achievements during the Super Bowl. So, first of all, did you watch the Super Bowl when you played if you were not in the game?
Yeah, I did. I mean, there was a number of times where, fortunately, to be able to go to an event for the Super Bowl and maybe not pay much attention to the game, but maybe the event. So this year, I was in Las Vegas and watched the show at the MGM, or watched the Super Bowl at the MGM on there. There's 500 of their top gamblers at, and we had dinner. And so, I've done those kind of events over the years. It's pretty rare that I'm sitting at home and just unable to watch it with the family. I've been a couple of times we've done that, but, tell everybody you'd much rather be out there playing in it. Cool. And instead of watching it, for sure, as a player and even now, coaching now. So to be able to experience that would be awesome as a coach. But anyway, things go on. I got to experience three times as it is. Unfortunately, we won all three. And there's not many people that can say that. That's for sure.
Bill, I can only imagine the the reaction if you're sitting in the MGM Sportsbook with 500 of the world's biggest sports gamblers, what the reaction was during the power outage. Because there were a lot of conspiracy theories that some people thought that was a power outage that was caused by the sports books in order to, maybe give the Niners some momentum and stop the Ravens momentum. I don't believe it myself, but I wonder what it was like in the sports book during that outage.
It was interesting. I saw one of those guys hiding behind a door and messing with some electrical thing. So I don't know if that was. There's talk about it, but, they just,
I think so.
You hope so.
But it's always conspiracy theories. It's pretty good.
Oh, there always are, yeah. Bill Bates, 15-year NFL veteran, joining us in the zone. And, Bill, we've had other NFL players over the years. I don't know if you ever ran across Greg Cook, who was a Packers Hall of Famer and former Razorback. We talked to him a little bit about the impact of concussions that he's dealt with. And I'm sure you've been around guys, or I'm sure you've probably had your moments being a hard hitter like yourself. There's been a lot of talk about that in recent years. Any strong feelings one way or another? You certainly feel comfortable enough, you know, having your sons play football. What are your thoughts on all that, and what kinds of safety, I guess, regulations would you like to see put in place?
Yeah, I would have been fined out of the league, I guess. I would have been paying the league. I got knocked out twice in my NFL career and did not wake up for a while. One of them I was returning punts against the Packers, and all I can remember is laying in the middle of Texas Stadium, and the guy who hit me, I knocked that MF out over and over again. laid out of sleep in the middle of Texas Stadium, and they ended up waking me up and taking me up into the locker room, and I'm in the locker room, I said, I know what happened. Playing the Packers, returning the punt. But here's what you need to do. You need to go out in the stands. My wife, she drove all the way in from Atlanta to watch me play. You know, we've been dating for a while, and I've been, she drove all the way in to watch me play. And can you go tell her I'm okay? And they said, Bill, you're not okay. She's your wife.
Yeah, I've heard stories like that before. Guys kind of, they check out a little bit, but maybe not all the way through. So
Yeah, so, I love the game. It's a great game. It teaches you so much about life, and it gives you opportunities, and it's a great sports game. And, that's the way sports is. But
what about watching your boys? I mean, I haven't been there yet. My kids aren't old enough to have played football yet. But, I mean, do you have concerns? Is it any worry as a father who's been there and knows the dangers of the game?
Not really. I worry about it from my standpoint that my kids might have to take care of me walking around. I don't know their names. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's frustrating. But I'm doing pretty good. I remembered to call you this morning.
That's good.
which is great. So the game is. It's so much fun and such a great game. My boys let them play, and things happen for a reason. I feel injuries are part of the game. Like I said, all my boys have been injured one way or another playing the game. What do you want to do? Just go through life without taking chances and doing good things. I don't think the Lord wants you to do that. I think he wants you to compete and, be a vibrant part of society and do the best you can in all, in all things. And, I love the game. I love sports. And I hope they never make football in such a spot where it's not enjoyable to watch.
Now, Bill, you're going to come in for this AAU event that Reggie Swin's putting on to play golf. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. One of the reasons I called.
How's your golf game?
You're not going to talk about that?
How's your golf game? We talked about it going in the break before we had John. We're going to hit on it again. But how's your golf game, and what do you think you'd be worth as far as somebody bidding on you to play on their team?
Oh, well, if it's a bidding thing, then I'm pretty good.
Okay.
what's interesting about I used to play all the time, and what really upset me, I tell people all the time, and to start talking about golf is Troy Aikman comes in, and I become really good friends with Troy, and he really never played much golf, and I take him out to my country club where I belonged, and and I start teaching him what I know, and then daggone, all of a sudden he's like scratch, and he's beating me, you know, for all these couple of years he's with the Cowboys, I'm beating the snot out of him, and then he turns around and starts beating me, and it just frustrates every quarterback that I've gone against or played against, especially Goff. Every quarterback, they are really good at it. Danny White, really good. You know, Troy ends up being just really good. And, of course, Tony is, like, you know, ultra good.
Yeah, right.
So it's frustrating, and it's always made me upset me and make me more competitive.
I like it.
To want to be a better golfer and try to beat those quarterbacks. But then I realized that that's the reason I didn't want to be a quarterback in high school or college, because, you know, I couldn't play golf well enough.
I understand.
It wasn't because you like hitting guys, right?
No.
Well, you know what? You can always play golf with guys like Reggie Swinton, because, you know what? I'm sure you can take him out, because I've seen him play. So I think you're safe there. That's it. If you can't raise your game, you just got to play with guys who aren't quite as good. That's my goal.
Don't raise your game. Lower your competition.
That's it. That's it. Yeah, well, Bill, we look forward to having you in Arkansas here again. The event's on March 18th. And it is a Rebsman, four-man scramble. Right. And, boy, it's a veritable bargain when you consider guys like Bill Bates and others that we've had on leading up to it that are going to be in for it. ARLionsAAU.org, or you can also call Reggie 501-413-6700 if you want to get a team in. And, again, $500, it's a heck of a deal. So, well, Bill, we'll look forward to seeing you here next month, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, let's talk about it some more, and hope to see you guys soon up there when we're up there, and go from there.
May have to get Coach Bielema down to start working on you maybe a little bit on a recruiting trip.
There you go. Ah.
So just see about that. Well, Bill, thanks so much, man. We appreciate it. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right.
Notice he tossed in there when he's talking about his son in recruiting. I don't know where Arkansas fits in there.
Yeah, well, look, I know this for a fact from what I've seen, and I'm sure Randy Shannon would agree. They could use a little help in that linebacking core, and I'm sure he'd love to get his hands on a guy like that. One thing I know for sure is that Bill Bates' kid ain't going to be scared.
No. No.
David, hang on one second. We got to take a timeout. We're way behind. We'll get you in before the top of the hour. They'll be right back. You have to learn to-